In the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3126, Baruch Hashem, dated 19th day of Kislev, Yutes Kislev, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn Shalom of Rachav. It seems like this kid, this student in the yeshiva, he was bullied by some of the other students. And he writes to the Rebbe that he has interferences in his davening and his studies from some of the Bachrim, some of the other students. And he says the reason is because they slandered him, something which is false. He did not really do or say something or whatever. And, you know, sometimes bullies look for excuses for their bullying, you know. I mean, we know that, you know, they'll say, well, he said this about me, he said that, and that gives them a right to go ahead and whatever the case is. In this case, he says they made up a story against him and they're interfering with his davening and with his studies. So the Rebbe says, what is the advice given in such a situation? Is to increase in Torah and davening and not to pay attention to all of these false accusations and distractions. So the Rebbe says, in other words, the Rebbe says, don't take them on, but you keep on doing even more what the right thing is. And the Rebbe advises him also that it would be proper that every day after the morning prayers, you should say Tehillim, minimally as it's been divided for the days of the month, and also to have set classes to learning the inner part of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. And may the blessed Hashem succeed you. The Rebbe is referencing to him a Gemara in which one of the rabbis, a Talmud, was suffering greatly from some of his neighbors who were distressing him and causing him a lot of discomfort. And the rabbi advised this other rabbi, he advised him that you get up earlier and stay later in the Beis Medrash, the more Torah you will learn. And he says specifically, Hashkem v'harev aleihem, early and late above them, not on them, which means go take the high road, basically, above them, Dafka. The Rebbe references a further Torah, Erdalta Rebbe, with blessings, in the name of the Rebbe, the Mazkir. So apparently there was bullying and things like that going on over then too. And basically the Rebbe says is not to diminish his learning and his davening, or not to try to fight them or appease them, but to increase and not to pay attention. And basically, as the Gemara says over there, that they would disappear. The more you do, they will disappear on his own.